Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2019. It is the 218th day of the year, 147 days remaining until the end of the year, 48 days until autumn begins, and 455 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 6:18. The sun will set at 8:12 tonight. We have 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 1:15, the first high tide at 4:16 this morning, the next high tide at 5:05 this afternoon, the first low tide at 10:09 this morning, and the final low tide at 11:24 tonight. The moon is currently 36.9% visible, a waxing crescent moon. We will have a quarter moon later today at exactly 10:31 and a full moon in 9 days on Thursday the 15th. Today is Balloons to Heaven Day, Corporate Baby Name Day, Farm Worker Appreciation Day, Hiroshima Day, also known as No Nukes Day, National Fresh Breath Day, National Gossip Day, National Night Out, and National Root Beer Float Day. I understand there's an entire building that is going to celebrate Root Beer Float Day, just because I mentioned it. Wiggle Your Toes Day as well. Today is also Independence Day in Bolivia and Jamaica, Hiroshima Peace Memorial Ceremony Day in Hiroshima, and Russian Railway Troops Day in Russia. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Alfred Lord Tennyson, Lucille Ball, Richard Hofstadter, Robert Mitchum, Andy Warhol, Abby Lincoln, Piers Anthony, Charlie Hayden, and Kevin Mitnick. On this day in history, in 1926, Gertrude Ederle becomes the first woman to swim across the English Channel. And also on this day in 1926 in New York City, the Warner Brothers Vitaphone system premieres with the movie Don Juan, starring John Barrymore. Much more up on KLW.org. It is the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at KLW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. During the school year, the San Francisco Unified School District offers general education transportation services like the school bus to many of its students. If you're interested in learning more about the service and applying, visit sfusd.edu and click on transportation. School is back here in San Francisco on Monday, August 19th. So what do we do in the meantime? Why not go to your local library? Here's what's going on today in San Francisco's public libraries. There's a heart and mind meditation event going on today at 12:15. Join us for a 45-minute break from your busy life, periods of silence interspersed with words of encouragement. This is a very basic class led by Don Naren, and all are welcome. Again, 12:15 today at the Richmond Branch, also known as the Senator Milton Marks Branch of the San Francisco Public Library at 351 9th Avenue in the meeting room. If you love playing with Legos, there's Lego Free Play today at 2 o'clock at the Bayview Branch, and there's also the monthly Lego Club meeting at the Merced Branch today at 4 o'clock. Some fun things to do in San Francisco Public Libraries. For more information, go to sfpl.org/summerstride. We'll hear an hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock today. More BBC news this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Four California voters are suing to block a new state law requiring President Donald Trump to disclose his tax returns if he wants his name to appear on the ballot in California for the primary election. The suit is being filed by a conservative group called Judicial Watch. They say the law would violate Mr. Trump's constitutional rights to free speech and equal protection under the law. A month-old law that checks people's backgrounds has prevented 100 people from buying bullets in California. Attorney General Javier Becerra has revealed this week in a lawsuit that a pro-gun groups have filed against the new law. Some folks are being kept from buying bullets in California if a past conviction or a mental health issue comes up in checking their backgrounds. Governor Gavin Newsom says the nation should take California's lead in requiring background checks for ammunition buyers. And the Associated Press has a heartbreaking story about Kayla Salazar. She could have celebrated her 14th birthday this weekend. Instead, her family and community are celebrating her in a funeral mass in San Jose later today. She was one of three people killed and 13 people injured by a shooter at the Gilroy Garlic Festival 2 weekends ago. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents later this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. That'll be 10 o'clock this morning here on KALW. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from iDrive, providing automatic cloud backup for businesses and homes to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to ransomware, hard drive crashes, and cyber attacks at iDrive.com/NPR. Mostly cloudy and patchy fog this morning, then becoming partly sunny, depending on where you are. Highs in the upper 50s to the lower 60s here in the city, 70s to lower 80s around the bay. Southwest winds up to 20 miles per hour by afternoon. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 8:07.